On the final day of media availability of the offseason program, linebackers Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan gave all of us an update on how their injuries are progressing. They are getting better, but neither of them will be ready to participate in team drills or contact drills come day one of camp. Hi, everyone. Back to our Countdown to Camp series with Andy Lindahl and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Don't forget about those inside linebackers, guys. They play a role in this defense. And, Phil, it's a shame we won't see these two healthy, ready to go day one, but they are getting better, and hopefully not too long after day one we will see them.
Well, this is definitely something to keep an eye on, considering the fact that Danny Trevathan and Brandon Marshall led the team in tackles each of the previous two seasons. So definitely something that they need to, you know, watch for. But well, something we saw in the offseason program was Todd Davis really coming along, looking really athletic out there. And then on the other side, Stevie Johnson also kind of stepped in and filled in this role. But like you said, both of those guys, Marshall and Trevathan, said that they're on the mend. Trevathan even joked that maybe he had somebody else's kneecap. Not quite the case, more of a reconstructed kneecap, but definitely something that is getting better. And, you know, we'll see when they can return and if maybe they'll be ready to go for that all-important week one matchup with the Ravens.
I just need to know who's going to be the big physical force in the middle. And that's what we have to figure out. And a kid I would maybe watch for is Lamine Barrow. Let's not forget about him. He was drafted out of LSU last year. He's got the body type for it. What's so disappointing about Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan's injury is you want to see what they can do in this defense because they're both playmakers. And I don't care where you put them, inside, outside, whatever. They both have the speed that when you send your outside guys upfield, and the great thing about the 3-4, one of the reasons why you play it is so that you don't know who at least the four, sometimes five, given rushers are. Sometimes that rusher's coming from the middle. Sometimes he's coming from the outside. The quarterback's got to figure it out. That's why you always hear him calling out the mic. In these protections, so they get the protection right and they swing the right way. And we know Danny Trevathan and Brandon Marshall can make plays. Does this team have a Brandon Spikes type? I don't know. I think the body type closest to that is going to be Lamine Barrow, and that's that big physical guy that if you find a way to bust one up the middle past the line, he's there to shut it down and make sure that it's not going to go any further. We know that both Marshall and Trevathan are tackling machines, but I think some young guys have to find a way to identify themselves as the same type of players because we don't know when we're going to see these guys. And then once we see them, I hope once they're on the field, they stay on the field. But you always are a little concerned about guys, especially that foot injury for Brandon Marshall. I really hope it goes away and just leaves him alone.
You talk about groups on this team who are young. O-lineman's one of them. Inside linebackers, the next one, when you peel out Trevathan and Marshall when it comes to the first day of camp. That youth, but that's what camp's for. Get these guys these reps. Get these guys those live reps, the fastest reps that you'll have all camp before leading up to Seattle.
Well, we saw that Todd Davis got a little bit of experience there at the end of last season when Marshall went out with that injury. And Marshall said he is going to be playing this season with screws in his foot. So it's going to be kind of something that he's just going to have to deal with the pain. And then at the end of the game, it's going to hurt a little bit. But if he can do that, he should be able to get back out there. And Trevathan, we saw him do some individual work. So he's a little bit ahead of Marshall. So you think that maybe Trevathan's going to be ready to go. But it's nice to know that the guys behind them have some experience through this offseason program and are ready to fill in whenever needed.
I would throw this in too. Remember back in the days of Carl Mecklenburg, they moved him all over the defense. Joe Collier did it, and Wade Phillips kept that going when he got here. We may see a lot of non-traditional alignments out of this team. Maybe you don't have three classic backers, four classic backers in there. We already know one guy's going to stand up as a defensive end. That may be Shane Ray or DeMarcus Ware at times. You could see Von Miller all over the place. You could see Shane Ray all over the place. You could see TJ Ward come in the box and him used in exotic formations. So I don't think this will be as traditional a 3-4 as everybody wants to make it be.
Yeah, either way, it's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch. And instead of watching us talk about it on the internet, you can come to camp and see it yourself. See how it unfolds. See what these young guys do with the absences of Trevathan and Marshall and see how they grow throughout camp before getting ready for the first preseason game at Seattle. That's going to do it for this Countdown to Camp, and that's going to do it for Andy Lindahl's participation. Andy, thank you. The insight, as always, is great. We'll see you in our first pregame show back at Sports Authority Field at Mile High in a little more than a month from now. For Andy and Phil, I'm Chris. Thanks so much for watching.